Now from East Timor to Afghanistan, where Australian forces are also serving, NATO says it's doing all it can in Afghanistan to address new concerns raised by Australia's Defence Minister Joel Fitzgibbon. Mr Fitzgibbon told AM on Monday, after returning from NATO talks in Lithuania, that he couldn't understand how the previous coalition government could send its military to war without being better informed. NATO spokesman James Apatharai says other countries have raised similar concerns, and NATO's chief has now ordered better access be given to coalition partners, including Australia. James Apatharai is speaking here with our Europe correspondent, Raphael Epstein.
First, let there be no doubt that NATO values very, very highly what Australia is doing. I myself, when accompanying the Secretary General, have seen Australian troops in the field. They're doing a great job. Of course, there are differences between members and non-members, but we want to minimize those as much as we can, and particularly on the ground, where it matters the most. So we are looking intensively, as we have been doing for quite some time, because this is not new to us, to see if we can remove the final barriers wherever we can to information sharing between our soldiers.
So when you say it's not new to you, effectively saying that you've had Australia and other countries say to you before, listen, we don't get the same deal as the official NATO partners do, and we're not happy. This is an ongoing problem?
Countries like Sweden and Finland, for example, that are very heavily deployed with us in Afghanistan but are not NATO members, have raised this issue in the past. I make no secret of that. And we have already taken down a lot of the sort of automatic or historical barriers that we had when it comes to information sharing between members and non-members. We, of course, have very well-developed security agreements and information systems between NATO countries, which we have not had in the past. Can we do better? Yes, I think we can. Have no doubt that your defense minister's views were heard very, very clearly around the table. But as I say, we are working at it already, and we'll step up our effort after he made his concerns very clear.
So when you say step up your effort, that means that Australia will have access to more information, access to more high-level meetings than it did have in the past?
Well, in terms of high-level meetings, I have to tell you, Australia is a regular visitor and regularly invited, and frankly, I think that will only continue. If it increases, that's all the better. In terms of information flow, I can't make any promises now, but I would be very, very surprised if we didn't make substantial improvements. I can tell you the Secretary General himself is personally committed to this, but it's not just the Secretary General. I heard a lot of NATO ministers around the table echo the call from your defense minister to see what we can do. So that work has already begun.
NATO spokesman James Apatharai speaking with our correspondent, Raphael Epstein.